That's right. Welcome back to your Tuesday edition of The Pulse with me, Hermione. We're joined today by Matt, Olivia and Catherine. We've just had a really interesting interview with Bethan and Annabelle from Nightline, and they told us all about their service. But now we've got a very topical story from Matt about some protests that have been happening today on campus.
Yeah, so these protests concern the living wage, and it's a campaign about cleaning up the University of Nottingham's act. So about 100 protesters gathered at the University's Trent Building this morning, delivering a letter with signatures to the Vice-Chancellor, Professor Shira West. So the letter called on the University to sign up to the voluntary living wage, which would mean it would follow the recommendations of the Living Wage Foundation. And so effectively, its minimum rate of pay would be set by the Foundation, rather than the legal requirement by the government. Yet the University said that employees are paid according to the living wage as it was in August, and only after this year's negotiations, which are ongoing, this will rise to the current living wage. So this has been a big issue with universities in recent years. We've seen nationwide campaigns all over the place, from Manchester to Birmingham, about paying cleaning staff and catering staff what is not just a minimum wage, but what's called a living wage. So the government have a minimum wage, which is £7.50 an hour for over 25s and £7.05 for under 25. But it's estimated that the current living wage is actually £8.75. So a living wage is the amount of money you need to live on per week to pay your bills and your food and all that sort of thing. So the university has essentially agreed in principle to the idea but about financial stability. It's a bit of a conundrum for them, because obviously they don't want the bad publicity, but they're also trying to balance finances. And we got some people from the university and general people to talk about it, and our reporter Bessie spoke to these people about it.
I'm Ellie Mitchell. I'm the SU community officer. We're here to protest for the living wage, and I thought it went really well. I thought it was a really good turnout, and I'm so proud of it for everyone getting up in the morning and actually getting here. It was great.
And what did you make of the Vice-Chancellor's response when they attempted to enter the building and hand the letter?
I mean, I think it was quite poor that she didn't come out and personally answer to the crowd and the cleaners. She sent the registrar out instead. But I guess that's fine as long as there's some sort of representation from the university. I just hope she reads the letter.
And what are you hoping is going to be the next step?
Well, what I'm hoping for is for her to read the letter signed by about 80 cleaners, asking her to spend a morning on shift with the cleaners, and for her to agree to it, go on shift with the cleaners, realise their bad working conditions and the terrible time they have at work, and then agree to pay the living wage.
And this campaign isn't just about the living wage, it's also about improving working.
Yeah, it's about working conditions as well. It's about the cuts that they're making on cleaning staff, how people are getting ill and quitting and they're not replacing them. It's about all those kind of things. It's about having some ethics, basically.
If you could just introduce yourself and say why you're here today.
My name is Christian. I'm a cleaner in the University of Nottingham. Well, I'm here because I believe that a world-class institution, a rich institution like the University of Nottingham, can easily afford to pay the living wage, especially with so much support from the students and themselves, who voted overwhelmingly in favour of such a measure, of our local MP, Lillian Greenwood, of many of the other staff, the lecturers, the university lecturers union, etc. And I believe that this university, it's only right that this university pays a proper living wage.
Hi, I'm Tracy O'Shea. I'm the Unison branch secretary here at the University of Nottingham. And obviously, we as a Unison represent many of the lowest paid staff here at the university, which includes cleaners, maintenance, gardening staff, people like that, people who keep the university going. The living wage has just recently been increased to £8.75 an hour. We don't believe that is too much to pay staff who are up at 5 o'clock in the morning cleaning the offices, all the buildings, lecture theatres, libraries, etc., etc., day in, day out. This amount of money is, the amount of money they're getting at the moment is not enough. People are struggling. The £8.75 an hour make a huge difference to a lot of staff. It's not a lot of money. The university can afford it, and the staff here deserve it.
My name is Paul Greatrix, and I'm registrar of the university, so I head up part of the central administration and support the Vice-Chancellor in her work.
Why was it that the Vice-Chancellor herself couldn't come down to meet with the protesters and collect the letter?
Well, she has been at the university for 6 weeks now, has an absolutely packed schedule, and is spending all of her time going out and about meeting different people around different parts of the university. So is on that schedule at the moment, so is somewhere else in the university meeting teams of people in other parts. So she wasn't able to be here this morning, but I will pass the letter on to her as soon as I see her.
The administration of the university, are they aware of this campaign and the plight of students to improve working conditions and the living wage?
Yeah, I mean, I've been aware of it for a number of years now. I've met with the campaign group several times a year, which includes both staff and student representatives over the years. And the university, as it's moved towards paying the living wage for our staff, which we have done for several years now, has remained in dialogue with this group as well as with the trade unions with whom we negotiate about pay and conditions for those staff.
And what is the university going to do to ensure that the students' demands and wishes, that their staff and their cleaning staff are getting paid the living wage, what are they going to do to ensure these are met, or at least respect?
Well, we do pay the voluntary living wage to our staff at the moment, and we want to continue doing that into the future as we have done in the past few years. The challenge we have at the moment is that our financial year and our pay year is different to the national accredited body and their timing for the voluntary living wage. So there is a gap that we're considering how best, and we're negotiating about how best to make up that gap at the moment. But for a large part of the year, we meet the voluntary living wage and we're committed to continuing that.
What is the university's stance on complaints as to the working conditions of cleaners and on the freezes and restrictions on hiring new staff to cover absences or redundancies?
Well, I'm not aware of specific instances of freezes. We're not in a position where the university is in a freeze at the moment. That, as far as I'm aware, there is no reason why replacements cannot be found. I think that being a cleaner is a challenging job, and you know, it is something that we have to work hard to recruit the right people to do. It's a really, really important role for the university, particularly where they're supporting students in their residences, which is often the case. They're often the front line in supporting students in their halls of residence, and they play an absolutely vital role. But I'm, you know, simply couldn't say that there were, you know, policies which prevent people from being recruited. I'm really unaware of that. I mean, I think this is a really, really important campaign. I understand why people are exercised about it. We are committed to ensuring that our staff are paid fairly and paid properly. I think it's also important to stress that we provide them with lots of other benefits as well, because they work in a university, and that means better holiday pay, better sick pay, maternity pay, and pensions, which you don't necessarily get if you're in a private sector employer. So you have to see this as a part of a package. I also think it's important that the Students' Union, I know they're campaigning on this within the union in terms of their stance on union employees. And, you know, I think it's important that we're clear that, they have their own responsibilities as far as paying the living wage. And I know they have policy on this, but I'm not sure it's been absolutely implemented yet. So I think it's important that, that they clarify their position as much as we clarify ours.
On campus
and online,
this
is URN.
So that was our reporter Bessie Ebergrove talking to a lot of people there about the issue. So just to give you a bit more context to the issue of the living wage, there was a referendum last year in the SU that supported the living wage overwhelmingly, but so far it's been blocked by bureaucratic measures, and whilst prices have increased for contributions to the student union, nothing has actually happened yet in terms of paying. And also, the University of Nottingham recorded profits of £18.3 million for the year ending the 31st July 2016. More information about that can be found through Impact if you're interested in that. So there we might have heard the registrar asking the SU to clarify its position on the living wage. So that shows it's all a bit up in the air at the moment, even though there was a referendum last year that probably should have clarified it. So if we just throw it open now, do you guys think, first of all, how important is the living wage, and how important is it that we make sure that all university staff and SU staff get paid the living wage?
I think it's really important, especially as a university, just because there's always so much controversy about how much students are paying, and therefore, as we can see about the amount of profit made, therefore we should be paying these people who are providing like crucial services. Yeah. They really, really are. Like, we need the cleaners.
We need caterers.
Yeah, maybe. Caterers, like, we really, really need these
especially
people.
Because we're a university that has on-campus accommodation. If we didn't have these caterers, actually...
And a lot of, like, places to eat as well.
Yeah, and because of like the meal card, actually people on campus wouldn't actually be able to eat. Students on campus wouldn't be able to eat.
Which is, and like the on-campus halls, you need the cleaners for them because so many of them are like catered, etc. So
I mean, if you consider, I think Nottingham's got a bit of a high proportion of catered residences compared to a lot of other universities. Mm-hmm. So that shows you how important the catered staff are. And quite frankly, it'd be a horrible place to go to university if it wasn't clean. So
I know, and they're all lovely as well. Like I think there's so much about how much we pay to universities. So therefore, sorry, go.
I was just going to say that also I feel that universities need to be setting an example because they are private institutions that tend to have, they tend to have quite a large profit margin, as we've just heard from you. And
so should be shouldn't they be setting like the way, therefore,
they definitely should
money?
Be yeah, they should be using the profits that they generate through student fees in a way that is good for their community, and giving a living wage to their staff is good for the community.
I think in Nottingham especially, we see that the university is such a crucial part of the community. Like I know from talking to, for example, taxi drivers after the summer holidays, and they were like, we just went on a long holiday because there was no point in being here because there were no students here.
Right.
So the students are so crucial for the like local community.
And local
businesses.
And
I think the university, especially being a campus, is such a big employer. So we should be setting like a high standard.
Definitely. Part of the issue here is it responsibility of the university and sort of moral sense to do it? Or does the government need to act to create tighter legislation in line with what an actual living wage is?
I mean, I think only so far you can go with government legislation, because at the end of the day, it is the university's money.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's the university's obligation in this sense to pay those who are creating a good sense of community for the students and all of the like professors and workers and everyone here. It's really important for the university to take that responsibility as their job by paying.
But then they are fulfilling their legal obligations to pay minimum wage. It might not be the living wage, but they are fulfilling those obligations. So do you not think perhaps that the a more effective way of enforcing this would be for legislation to go into place saying, actually, you have to pay your staff?
But I mean, I think you see in so many places that there is legislation saying that people should do things. For example, like the gender pay gap. I'm pretty sure there's legislation saying that's not allowed, and it still is a thing. So
I feel like there's usually loopholes in legislation. Like people find ways round laws that have been put into place. And I do think that, as you've mentioned, it really is the university's obligation, and it's a kind of almost a moral obligation. And I really do think that they need to lead the way in this.
And I suppose an interesting point to look at would be that if this was a legal obligation, then a lot of small businesses might be affected because they wouldn't be able to afford to pay their staff that much money. Whereas obviously we've heard about the immense profits the university makes. Mm-hmm.
And I mean, we can just see from campus, like the developments that are going on.
Yeah, there's been a lot of money being put into like infrastructure around campus. And
which wasn't necessarily like broken before.
Yeah, it wasn't a crucial
service. I would say that a living wage for staff such as like the cleaners and the caterers should probably take perhaps precedence over investing.
Or perhaps you should balance the amount of money you're spending.
Yeah.
As in, you can make compromises in order to be able to pay these people the living wage. Because I was looking online earlier and it said that the university says that they don't want to have to kind of be stretched when it comes to finances. But we can see that
they're not.
Obviously we don't know all their finances in and out.
And it probably takes a lot of money to run a university because of the amount of
We know, as we've said, there are a lot of cleaners, etc., etc. So maybe, but that is something to consider, I think. I mean, we know, for example, like in Mooch, the prices have been raised, I think, to kind of facilitate this kind of thing. But yet it's still not put into place. So surely that's something that we need to look at.
I think what's most important to consider is the fact that the SU actually decided last year that they were going, that a living wage should be enforced. And I think that's what's slightly shocking is that it's, or not shocking, but I guess surprising and slightly almost disappointing, is the fact that it's not come into place yet. And maybe there are, it's been put into progress, but I almost feel like perhaps it should have happened by now.
Is there some kind of, do you think, some form of almost champagne socialism, as in the students want the change, but the work isn't actually being put into that, and it's all so nice to say these people should all be paid the living wage, etc., etc., when it actually comes to it, there's not actually...
I feel like from today's demonstration, you can kind of see that that's not true, because the students have kind of realised that nothing's happened yet as a result of last year's referendum.
Could you say that maybe, like, protesting isn't enough? As in, maybe, I suppose the students have maybe done all that they can, but is there anything else that they could do?
I mean, I think protesting, the protest today and, like, the referendum last year and stuff with the, such an overwhelming majority of, yes, this should be addressed, is, like, at that point, I feel like it's the board and, the like, the SU's.
As in, it's
well, I think the responsibility has been passed over in the sense that the students have made it very clear that we think they should be paid the, yeah, the living wage. We have voted on it in the student union referendum. Yeah,
well, and I remember that there was a petition as well.
Yeah, there's been petitions. We've demonstrated. And we've... the board of trustees for the student union hasn't taken it further. They kicked it into the long grass.
And also, what more as students can we do? Like, we can carry on protesting, and which we will carry on doing, and petitions will keep getting signed. But other than that, what else can we do if we're not being listened to?
Do you think, I suppose you could say that kind of you can't take it any further than the student voice, because it's just not in our power anyhow. The power is no longer in our hands.
I think that the students just have to kind of be persistent with this and keep bringing up the issue until it gets noticed.
Keep the conversation going about it. It's definitely an important thing.
If we keep the issue alive, then eventually they'll have to do something about it. But it's not good publicity for the university
Especially, did you mention other universities?
Yeah, I remember there being things, I think, in particularly Manchester and Birmingham with this issue, and I think it did force Manchester to make a change, definitely. So I think it can show that if you persevere with it, it can make a long-term impact on this. And it's such an important thing for these people's lives as well. You know, they have to live on this money. So it's an important thing for them to achieve. The immense amount of money the university
and
has.
we want them to want to work for our university and on our campus, because it's such a nice working environment.
And
I tend to find
that pretty much all the staff are really polite and lovely.
They're all so lovely, and in halls. I remember last year they were always so nice.
Yeah, definitely, and they do provide a really important service, without a doubt. Which, without them, the university would not be able to function as it does.
Yeah, so I think we've kind of come to the conclusion there that we need these people on campus, and we can see from the university finances that there is potentially the money in place there for this living wage to be put in place. But it's past the kind of students' ability to do anything now. It's now with the higher powers in the SU as such.
So within the university, I guess.
Within the university. Yeah, so that was just a really interesting debate that we had about the events today on campus, about a protest outside the Trent building about paying our staff the living wage.
This is URN.